With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's primary uranium enrichment facility among targets hit by Israeli warplanes during large-scale overnight raids. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
Israel says it is striking dozens of targets inside Iran. These include attacks on the nuclear program as well as other military targets and even military commanders. Israel, of course, has long threatened to strike Iran's nuclear program. The military says that Iran has continued to develop its nuclear program and is closer than ever to possessing nuclear weapons. In fact, it says Iran has accumulated enough materials to build 15 nuclear weapons within short time.
Iran lost nuclear scientists and a host of high-ranking military officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli offensive will continue for as long as it takes to eliminate the Iranian threat.
Last year, Iran fired 300 ballistic missiles at Israel. Each of these missiles carries a ton of explosives and threatens the lives of hundreds of people. Soon, those missiles could carry a nuclear payload, threatening the lives not of hundreds, but of millions.
Iran has responded by launching more than 100 drones at Israel. Later this morning, President Trump will be meeting with the National Security Council to discuss the situation. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocking a federal judge's order directing President Trump to return control of National Guard troops in Los Angeles to California Governor Newsom. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem vows not to back down in the enforcement of federal immigration law in Los Angeles and elsewhere in the country. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow down 470 points, the Nasdaq off 159. This is SRN News. A victory for moms and dads in New Hampshire.
Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte has signed into law a parental rights bill and another one granting school choice. The first measure allows parents to opt their children out of controversial sex ed classes in the public schools. The second one expands a program that helps moms and dads cover the cost of moving their kids from public to private institutions. A growing number of states are passing similar measures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of women are getting around pro-life laws in their home states by turning to telehealth clinics willing to send them abortion drugs through the mail. But questions remain about whether the practice is actually legal. Some states have passed laws shielding doctors and nurses from liability for breaking another state's laws around abortion. Experts say it isn't clear yet whether those shield laws will hold up in court, and a New York doctor could be a test case in the situation. This is SRN News. A chartered space flight carrying astronauts from India, Poland, and Hungary has been postponed indefinitely.
It's because of leak concerns at the International Space Station. NASA wants to monitor the cabin pressure on the Russian side of the orbiting lab before accepting visitors. SpaceX was supposed to launch four private astronauts this week on a two-week space station mission. Bad weather and SpaceX rocket trouble delayed the flight. Then the space station leak issue cropped up. The Russian space agency has long been dealing with a cabin pressure leak at the station. John Scott reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops across the state, along with more than 2,000 state police. Abbott says they'll help local law enforcement manage protests against the Trump administration's enforcement of federal immigration law. More details at SRNNews.com.